I love the passage of Scripture found in Isaiah 55, 8, and 9. Beginning with verse 7, the Lord writes, through Isaiah the prophet, "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my ways are not your, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." The truth of God. God's ways are so superior and far above man's ways. His thoughts are far above man's thoughts. You remember when Jesus was speaking to Nicodemus in John chapter 3, and Jesus told Nicodemus, "You must be born again." And Nicodemus was thinking in physical terms. And he said, "You mean I have to enter my mother's womb and be born again?" And Jesus said, "No, that's not what I'm talking about. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, physical birth. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit, spiritual birth. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." Born by the Spirit of God, who enters into our spirit at salvation to do the work of salvation. So God's thoughts are far above our thoughts, God's ways superior and above our ways. And it reminds me of this little chorus. Let the Lord have His way in your life every day. There's no peace, there's no joy until the Lord has His way. Place your life in His hands. Rest securely in His plan. Let the Lord have His way. When we were serving as missionaries, living outside of Hilo, Hawaii, on the Big Island, we had an evangelist that came by and visited, he and his wife, and he brought this little chorus along with him and taught it to us, and it blessed my heart so very much. I want to sing it again. Let the Lord have His way in your life every day. There's no peace, there's no joy until the Lord has His way. Place your life in His hands. Rest securely in His plan. Let the Lord have His way. God's way is the best way, beloved. It cannot be improved upon, because He loves us, and His wonderful peace is peace that is glorious and wonderful. Isaiah 26 and verse 3, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Thee, because he trusteth in Thee." Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. The great I Am, the eternal I Am. And over in the Gospel of John, Jesus said, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Oh, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ is the eternal God, and He will keep us in perfect peace if we keep our mind fixed upon Him. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Trust in Thee. Teach me, Lord, to trust in Thee. Teach me, Lord, to trust in Thee, that I may have perfect peace. Thou in perfect peace. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Wonderful peace of God, beloved. How wonderful is God's peace that He gives when we enter God's way. John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way. He's the way, beloved, to perfect peace. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, we read, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication or definite request, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Yes, beloved, perfect peace through Christ Jesus. I've mentioned before the peace, the wonderful peace I experienced after the tornado came through San Angelo, Texas, May the 11th, 1953, and blew our house away. And as I walked home from school, saw the devastation about me, and stood at the corner of what had been our house, and all that was left was just the foundation and the concrete slab of the front porch, the peace of God flooded my spirit, and it seemed like the Lord whispered to me, Bob, everything's okay. And you know it was. I didn't know if my mom and dad were still living or if they were both gone, but I knew the Lord was with me, and I had the most beautiful and wonderful peace. Another time I experienced that peace in a time of tragic circumstances was when I was hanging upside down in a pickup that had almost gone over a cliff. We were pulling a load of wood, and it jackknifed on me. And we almost went over the cliff. And so I almost went over the cliff, the pickup turned over, and the wood jerked us back. And looking out, I saw the peace of God flooding my soul as the Lord again whispered, everything's okay. How great is that wonderful peace that the Lord Jesus Christ gives in all kinds of situations. Let the Lord have His way in your life today, beloved.